Welcome to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group. The opinions expressed on this program are from our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station.
Hey, it's Dave Clemens. In studio, I have my friend Andy Berger. She's the founder and chair of Voices Against Trafficking. How are you?
Doing well, Dave. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, good to see you. Before we jump into this new release, if you will, that's going to raise money for Voices Against Trafficking, just kind of a quick idea of what is Voices Against Trafficking.
Absolutely. We are a 501c3 nonprofit, and what we do is we create tools and awareness for prevention, because prevention is the key to ending human trafficking. But we also have other campaigns in the education area, the safety and situational awareness area. We work to rescue victims, and we also work to help survivors find healing and hope. So we have several survivors here in Central Oregon that we support regularly, and we are continuing to put some of them through school. So we're excited to be part of the solution, and we want others to join us in that fight. We are national and international, but we are located right here in Central Oregon.
Do we have a problem with human trafficking in Central Oregon? We're such a small, nice little community.
Well, that's the myth.
Right.
But the statistics don't lie. And I can tell you from personal experience, not just as a survivor myself, but having been in this town for 29 years, that, yeah, we do have a problem. It's whether we want to recognize it. Because here's the thing. You cannot have somebody go missing every 40 seconds in the United States, age 18 or under, and not have it touch every community in some way. And whether people think it's a rebellious teenager, you know, yeah, that could happen. I'm sure you wouldn't understand that, and I wouldn't understand being rebellious, but that's not really the case. Kids are taken, they're lured into what seems like safe jobs or safe activities, and without either parental or other adult intervention or overseeing, we don't really don't know what happens to them when they go. So yeah, we do have it here. Otherwise, you wouldn't have four organizations in this area working to help the victims.
Sure. Is it kind of like the drug thing where sometimes the bad guys figured out they could avoid I-5 and use 97?
Absolutely. And except now they're trafficking human beings. They're exploiting children. They're taking people to use them for profit. And whether you're coerced or you're lured into something that you think is safe, it's still wrong on all levels. So yes, they are using Highway 97 or 3rd Street here in Bend the same way they would I-5, because it's easier. They don't get stopped. They don't get checked. Oh, well, this is just my niece or my nephew, or it's my cousin, or we're just, you know, staying for the night here at the shelter and we're going to move on. Right? So it's very, very difficult unless all of us increase our awareness and are willing to accept the fact that, yeah, hey, it does happen here. It doesn't make us a bad town or a bad city. It means that we just have to be part of the solution, be more assertive in how we educate our kids about what trafficking is. It's not just stranger danger. I mean, it's a good start, but, you know, when the kids get older, we need to talk to them about this thing, because it wouldn't be a $160 billion industry if it wasn't active.
Conversations that you and I have had in the past, we've talked about what human trafficking looks like, and sometimes it sounds like in the beginning of human trafficking, the person being trafficked doesn't even realize it, because they're being trafficked by a family member or a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a family friend.
Absolutely. They're being groomed, and that begins with gaining the trust. So, for example, one of the gals that we rescued several years ago, she had an older woman, older being 30, and she was 17. Mom wasn't in the picture much because she had a boyfriend. The father had been the abuser and violator, so he was out. But you know, you leave a child 12 to 16 years old alone 6 days a week, they're going to look for other ways to get affirmed or other ways to fill their time. And this woman walked in and started befriending this young girl, bought her presents, took her to lunch, things that a pseudo mom might do, right? And 3 months later, She ends up in a hotel with the same person and told, if you tell anybody or say anything, you're the one that'll go to jail.
Wow.
So there you have it right here in Redmond. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, that was several years ago. But if it happened several years ago, we know it's happening other places. Like how many people are found in hotel rooms oftentimes that were taken by force. Okay. So we want to make sure that, why not get educated? Why don't we have town halls? Why don't we talk about this more? Why don't the people running for local and regional offices stand in front of this community and say, this is what we're going to do to make sure that every life, every citizen, whether they're 6 months old or they're, you know, 80 years old, is protected.
I always wonder about when you hear human trafficking, the first thing that pops in my head is people being like kidnapped and taken somewhere else. But sometimes that's not the case, right? Sometimes it's happening right here in our city limits.
Absolutely. You don't have to take them very far. You can abduct a child from a parking lot, from a school function. We hear all the time at large sporting events, not just the Super Bowl, but local events where things go sideways. Oh, they wander off, or somebody says, oh, hey, can you come help me? Or I want to show you something. And of course, you know, the kids want to be popular. They want to be included. So they're willing to do almost anything, you know, in that vulnerable era. But even young adults, you know, 20, 25 years old can get taken, because it depends on where their self-confidence and what their awareness is. But we do know it happens here, and it happens in families. I was a child sex trafficking victim for 17 years by all family members, immediate and extended. And even though that was a couple of decades ago, well, actually more than a couple, but it still stands that that's even harder to identify, because the bloodline covers the predators that are family members. You can't go to court and say, well, you know, my uncle did this, or my aunt did that, or my dad did this, because a lot of times they won't believe the child involved or the young person involved. So we need to give a little bit more credit for our kids that are trying to talk to us.
Where can someone go to learn more about human trafficking if they want to find resources to protect themselves and their families? And
absolutely.
All that?
Go to voicesagainsttrafficking.com. Voicesagainsttrafficking.com has helplines and hotlines. It has information. There are other organizations in Central Oregon as well, like JBARJ and the Guardian Group and In Our Backyard. But there needs to be a call to action to at least get informed, and get informed correctly, because the statistics we have are only based on what's reported, Dave. So if somebody says, oh, 2 out of 5 girls, that doesn't sound so bad. I mean, it's bad, right? But
yeah.
It's not so bad. Well, that's only what is reported. I wasn't a statistic till I was in my 30s when I had counseling and I finally reported what had happened.
Sure.
So we're talking about more like 3, if you can do 3.5 out of the 5 is really what the number would be. And instead of 2 out of 6 boys, nowadays we're looking at maybe closer to 3 or 4 out of 6 boys. So it is a real thing. The Department of Justice, everybody knows about it. It's what we're willing to do about it, Dave. And sometimes being part of the solution is just simply putting those hotline numbers in your phone, so you're prepared if you see somebody being abused or possibly trafficked or hurt in any way, or somebody who is suicidal. The other way is to support organizations like Voices Against Trafficking. And there are a lot of ways to do that.
Okay, and we'll be talking about that in a moment. We're going to take a quick break and then talk about this new music, this music release. What's your guys' website?
It's voicesagainsttrafficking.com.
All right, we're talking to my friend Andy Berger, the founder and chair of Voices Against Trafficking, and we will return after this quick break.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.